Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Today, the Atlanta History Center reopens the Cyclorama, The Big Picture. It's a massive circular painting depicting the Civil War's Battle of Atlanta. GPB's Sophia Salaby reports.
Standing on a viewing platform at the Atlanta History Center is Sheffield Hale, the center's president. It's like he's in the middle of the Civil War's Battle of Atlanta fought in 1864.
You are now looking toward downtown. In front of you is the Inman Park MARTA station, Progressive Inman Park. Over there to your right is the Carter.
The Cyclorama painting is longer than a football field, more than four stories tall, and weighs 10,000 pounds. And when you see it, it's like you're gazing out from the horizon to the scene below.
This is a for-profit IMAX of its day.
Created in Milwaukee, the painting moved to Atlanta in 1892. Though for nearly 100 years, the entire painting wasn't on display.
But they built the building too small, so they had to cut that piece out.
But in 2014, the city of Atlanta made an agreement with the center to restore the painting. Hale says the Cyclorama will help visitors interpret the city's history and growth since the Civil War.
We're going to project the current skyline of Atlanta onto the painting, and you'll understand that you live and work and travel through a battlefield every day.
And the price tag for the complete restoration? $36 million. For GPB News, I'm Sophia Salaby in Atlanta.
A Republican in the State House has filed a resolution calling for David Ralston to step down as House Speaker. As GPB's Stephen Fowler reports, the resolution follows a controversy surrounding Ralston's day job as a defense attorney.
An AJC report described how a Georgia law allowed Ralston to use his elected position to delay court dates for years. His clients were accused of things like DUI, domestic violence, or enticement of minors. Representative David Clark of Buford proposed the resolution. He says calling out Ralston's behavior transcends party politics.
I'll always be Republican. I've been that since I was a young boy, you know, because of what the party is. But I can't stay silent when something's being done wrong, and especially when those victims are being hurt by our speaker who's abused his power.
For his part, Speaker Ralston says he has no intention of resigning. The resolution will likely be read on the House floor Monday. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler at the Capitol.
Georgia's top judge is creating a committee to prevent sexual harassment in the state's judicial branch. Georgia Supreme Court Chief Justice Harold Melton today announced the High Court Justice Sarah Warren will chair the 8-member committee. The group will gather information, look at best practices, and encourage Georgia courts to establish policies to prevent sexual harassment. The committee will make recommendations to the full Judicial Council by the end of the year. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.